Hey, cut me some slack. We were all nice to you when you were sick.
We gave you flowers.
Terrible to me.
And we
all told me obvious things of how to cure myself.
I didn't.
We told you to drink lots of water. Hey, I was sick too, like a week and a half before that, alright? And I bitched and complained every day. And you guys didn't help me at all.
That's just how it is when you're sick. You go full baby mode. Yeah.
No, you gotta, everybody got a bitch knob, right? Everybody's got a bitch knob, and when you get sick, the max end of that bitch knob goes whee, all the way down, and you only get 2 clicks at that point. Normally it's maybe 50 clicks, so like, it depends, you know, how bitchy you are, but...
Just like,
like, someone walks into the room, it's like, have you been drinking water? And you just hear this, and you're just like, yeah!
That's what I heard.
Oh, I thought it was pretty clear.
Alex, you want to weigh in on this?
Nah, I'm... You guys are big-ass babies, and I'm...
Nah, I'm cool.
My bitch knob's in the negatives right now. I'm good.
Shut up, Alex.
Dude, is your bitch knob still like really it close?
Bottomed out.
This guy's bitch knob goes to 11.
It goes to 12, you son of a bitch.
I've been having a great time, just mentally, because, like, I'm not sick anymore, and, like, I don't have to stress about my fucking computer, and things are good. And then today, I got my keyboard back finally. I got someone's keyboard, but it's nice. It's nice. It's back. Can you hear it? It's gonna have some noise.
I mean, yeah, I hear it like a regular keyboard, not like a fucking typewriter.
Yeah, no, I mean, like if I slam into it. If I slam into it. But it only makes a noise when it bottoms out. So when the key hits the back of the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna get gamma do. What I'm gamma do, which is mm-hmm. This is GUMM gamma do. You got it.
I'm gamma do.
What I'm gamma do is get some O-rings, like rubber O-rings.
Like they use on in NASA?
Yeah, exactly. I have to go to NASA. Do you want to come?
Yes.
We got to get permits.
Yes.
We got to get permits, and then we also have to do this whole astronaut test before they let us in.
I can get you in.
What?
I get it in.
That's what I meant to say, sorry.
Can I change my answer?
Can you really get us into NASA?
Yeah, I know, like, everyone. Right.
Can't say that after everything. If the words get and in are in the same sentence, you can't always say, I'm gonna get some in. You guys watch the Kevin Hart special yet?
No.
We gotta watch that tomorrow, then.
Okay, Dwight, it's a date.
Wait, no, Leanne's coming over tomorrow. Can we do it in the afternoon?
We can watch it tomorrow.
Well, we're going to have the date.
Can we watch it in the afternoon?
Yeah, I don't have class tomorrow. I got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, Ryan has stuff to talk about too, apparently. He said something.
You need to get off your chest.
He's all, see, this is what the good thing is about not having a podcast every week. We could come back and I have so many things I have to talk about.
Well,
that's
also the bad thing, because I'm sure I had more to talk about. But
that's
like,
true.
Remember it at this point.
I forget. There's times where, like, like an hour before the podcast, right, I'm out and about doing errands. And then, like, I'm driving around and I see something funny. I'm like, I'll talk about that on the podcast. And then I get home and then I forget.
That's my life, like... Ask me what my favorite food is.
What's your favorite color? Wait, what?
What's your favorite color food?
Purple?
Oh. Wait, did you say purple?
I said purple.
Is that a new color? Did you just invent a new color right now? Purple?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like, well, you've never seen it
before. I've never seen it. That's right. That being, can you explain to me the color of that by telling me your favorite foods?
No.
Terry, what's your favorite food?
No, it's actually pastas. I like pastas.
You like pastas?
Pastas.
They're fucking delicious. Are you kidding me?
Pastas.
No, I didn't mean it like pasta. Pasta
salad.
Pasta is like one of those things. It's like everybody loves fucking pasta, but
I love.
It's pasta. So. It's like it's bad for you too. At the same time.
It's not bad for you.
Listen, okay, listen. You put quotation marks if you want it bad for you. It's not technically good. You could have it in, like...
It's not fucking kale, but I mean...
Let's talk about some kale.
It's bad for you.
No.
Okay. No? Okay. No.
It's not going to do you any favors aside from the carbs if you need a lot of carbs.
I don't need carbs, Terry.
I can do with some carbs.
Terry, you'd be proud of me. I have increased my water intake by like 5,000%.
This is good. However, has your beer intake increased?
No.
Mm.
I actually had a Miller Lite the other day.
You skipped the old duels this time?
I had to. I didn't have any. I drank them all.
The Miller Lite was terrible.
Dude, I'm not even, like, ashamed anymore. I like O'Doul's. I think that it is a good substitute for my situation because I've kind of given up on drinking. It's very, very occasional for me. But I miss beer.
Drinking? Oh, yeah. Beer is awesome. I miss drinking beer. Is awesome. Definitely.
To a point, though.
Occasionally. Socially.
Socially and not every fucking day.
Wait. Did we start yet? Because this seems like something that should be on there.
So I'm sure Dwight is recording.
I am recording, right. But yeah. I keep this looking
is,
at
this
like...
This is pre-podcast right now.
Okay.
Because Ryan's not here.
Welcome to the pre-podcast, everybody. This is pre...
Hey, yes, dude.
Oh my god.
I'm here, but some shit's going on in my kitchen, so you're going to have to give me a second.
You do Ryan. What you got. You do. Ryan, no, Terry, Ryan go. Kitchen.
What?
Ryan, do you like pasta?
I'm married to an Italian woman. What do you think?
No.
Good guess.
You can't stand it because she makes it all the time.
That's what I was saying.
No, I like pasta, yes.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
Do you hate the noise in the background?
I hate yes. it, Ryan. Please mute okay. your microphone. Welcome back to the pre-podcast 126.9. But not 127 yet is what I'm trying to get at, guys. I've learned a lot of math jokes this last time. I can't even finish the joke. I learned a lot of math jokes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Did you learn them on your
face? If you're dividing what I'm multiplying.
Oh. I got chills.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Hey, if we could get to the square root of your problem.
Damn, I almost missed that for a second. I spaced out for a second. I was reading something.
I feel like you Googled it, didn't you?
I spaced out and I heard it, and it like registered. I didn't think anything of it, and I was like, and you started laughing. I was like, what is he laughing about? And I
thought he was hyperventilating. He's like, stop, please laugh.
Nah, dude, I was too busy like in my own joke. Like when a dad or something who says a joke and he's laughing about it. But he's not, like, laughing because, you know, it's a joke. He's laughing because he's so funny to himself. So he's laughing at his own joke. He doesn't care about anybody else. So, yeah, math joke's not working. Let's go back to beer. I miss like the beer talk, right?
I'm drinking beer right now.
You're drinking Blue Moon.
I ran out of beer.
I can't buy anything else.
I know that at this point now, even though I saw your tweet of it, I knew that you were drinking Blue Moon anyways.
Yes.
It's great. Blue Moon is fantastic.
So good.
Are you drinking it straight out the bottle?
Yes.
Blue Moon, though, sometimes, like after like the third one, it's not so refreshing.
No.
You switch up to a Hefeweizen, though.
Just beer.
No. Just switch up. Well, Ryan, you...
We're talking about beer, Ryan. Would you like a beer?
No.
Can I get you an Old Duels?
No.
No, dude.
If you're going to get me a beer, Terry, you better make it dark. Very dark and very fancy.
Well, Terry's, like Guinness. Terry's getting you it.
I'll pour myself in a glass for you.
You know what? Or I'm always a fan. I do like
it. Ryan, you can't run over that. He just offered himself to you, and you just...
You're right. No. I'll take it. Be here in an hour.
Ryan, I want to go see you.
You should.
Yeah.
I need to get my car fixed first.
I don't want to drive to the Bay.
Shut up.
Okay.
It's not even... It's like the edge. It's like before the Bay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you get there, and then you get all the Radiant Bay.
No, I live over the bridge.
Oh. Well.
And through the woods, Terry.
Do you want us to go or not? Because you're not making it sound very pleasant.
Right, well, if you don't want to go
Nobody wants to cross the bridge.
If you don't want to go over the bridge, cut down to San Jose and around and give yourself another 2 hours of travel.
I want to go to San Jose, too.
You want to go to San Jose?
Yeah, I'm from there.
Oh, okay.
That's his hood.
I grew up in, you know.
I grew up in Fremont.
I didn't learn shit there.
Ryan, okay. You need to mute your microphone, bro.
What?
Ryan.
Listen.
What?
If he wants to share the love...
I'm okay with sharing the love, just, you know, a couple inches away from the mic.
All right. That's hot.
You need to be close to feel the heat.
Mm.
So,
heat of the moment.
Heat of the moment. Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nah, good.
Anything to add?
I'm sure you were looking for a good heat of the moment from Alex, yeah?
No, I was just like, Alex, take it away. Like, I passed the torch to Alex. Alex?
He's like, you, Alex.
Nah, I'm cool.
Nah, everything good over here. Are you vacuuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be so many moments in the podcast where the mic it just blows out. Like, all the audio is just terrible.
It's crowns all over my floor. I got to vacuum them up.
And it's about to, though.
I dropped a penny off my loafers earlier.
My lucky penny. Oh, see, there it is.
You found my penny. Oh.
All right, I'm ready.
It's already started, dude. Okay, we are now at podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Ugly's podcast for episode 127 officially. We were at 126.9. Now we're at 127 because Ryan's ready to roll. Ryan, take it away.
Hello.
All right.
Wow, Ryan. Ryan, I just handed the entire show to you.
I know. I'm aware.
Oh, God. You know what's funny? Actually,
Jesus funny, right?
Hold on.
So cheese is weird.
Hold on. About your throw-up thing, 2 days ago I was streaming Starbound and I was on our TeamSpeak server, and someone, I don't know who, was making throw-up noises, and someone's like, what, is Ryan here? And I laughed because as soon as he did that, I thought of you.
That's incredibly rude.
Yeah, well, this is what you do to yourself, Ryan.
You nailed it.
It's just like every fucking time I sneeze on my stream, that someone goes, "May Goo bless you." I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't know me.
Well, the Goo will bless you.
I know he will, but I don't need people to tell me that.
I know that. That's why I don't need people telling me.
My faith is strong, Ryan, okay?
Fair enough. I've been on Mongoose Country every day this week.
That is awesome to hear. What have you been doing?
I'm so proud of you.
We're building a pretty badass compound.
Ryan,
like to hold people prisoner?
Make a compound
for what?
Me.
Just the Fisher Stronghold, and the Walquists are here, too.
Oh, you're playing with your brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I'm on the server, and I'm hanging out with other people. I'm being generous. If anybody wants to get on, I'm in a generous mood. One kid probably doesn't even know that
I'm a benevolent ruler.
He has a strip mine going, and I walked up to like one of his entrances that he hadn't started yet, and I just turned like the next three rows into diamond.
Oh.
So he'll have 6 diamond just for free.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like much more than that. I'm like, Ryan, don't do that.
I just stacked like, you know, stacked 2 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay, he'll probably... I scared the shit out of somebody. I don't know if I should say their name or not.
Why wouldn't you be able to say
that? Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Why are you trying to put people on blast, Ryan?
Ryan, put this person on blast, Ryan.
All right, logically unfit, mm-hmm. Right?
Is okay. One? All right, yeah.
So he's building in this underwater place. He's trying to drain it all out. You know, he's only got like one layer, so he's going up for air. And it's pitch black. And I spawn in invisible.
Yep.
And I churn just one row of his floor into glowstone. And apparently he was all tabbed into Skype at the time and came back and saw it. And his character just stares at it.
What? God.
And then makes like the big I is like, you know, with the two O's, the lowercase O's, yeah. Though. And then like, hello? Because he was the only one on the server.
Right.
Hello?
Hello?
And I don't say anything, of course. Someone, you know, I'm still invisible.
God, is so that he, you?
So he walks out of his apartment, or his little
room. Thank you, Jesus.
What if he says Notch, is that you?
He walks out into his main house, looks around for a while, and then says in the chat, "Must be my imagination, ... looks around, walks back in, and as he walks in the door, I // undo and turn it back to stone. So he walks in and there's no more glow still. And he's just like, what the fuck? And then I do it a couple more times to him.
Of course.
And then he finally like goes up with his pickaxe and breaks it. And as soon as he breaks it, I turn it back to stone, and he just freaks out, goes back into his house, closes the door, and I make myself visible. He turns around and panics because I forgot I had a wither skeleton mask on. Oh, it was fantastic. That's a great awesome way to get on the server.
I did something similar to someone at some time. I forgot who it was, but I selected like his whole house. And I just deleted it. This wasn't on Mongoose Country. This was on a different server. And I deleted it. And then he like looks over at me and is like, I don't know. And then I put it back when his back is still to it. And he looks back and his house is back. And then he's like, he does that like double take. He looks back at me and I just quickly do, I delete it again. And so every time he looks back, his house is gone and then it's there and it's gone and it's there. It was fun.
So the reason I brought you all here today.
Oh.
Oh, is that what you did?
Is because I have some life-changing news for all members of Team Mongoose that are listening to this.
Ryan, you're pregnant?
No.
Oh.
One day I'll be right.
I know. One day you will. One day. If we can get... If we can learn a series of the shanties from Assassin's Creed 4 to the level of professional recording, Sarah will pay for us all to go on a cruise. To perform it on the cruise.
Yeah, right.
Are you saying, when you say professional, do you mean like we have to know how to sing it? Or?
Listen, I'm going to tell
you.
Yeah,
like
how
we would go get recorded by, if like, you know, we would have to be good.
I have zero singing ability.
It's a shanty.
I have all of the singing ability, and I can already make this happen.
I don't know if you've heard Terry's solo a cappella.
Then let's do it, Terry.
No, solo, Ryan.
It's solo. I just go.
You're not going on a cruise alone with my wife.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ryan, that's it.
I can only do the one part. Nobody else is there with me.
Boom, boom, boom. Look at the same part here.
All right, we got a team going.
It's so depressing to see like one of those acapella dudes all like dressed up, and he just does the one part. He doesn't have friends.
He tips his hat to the next person that's supposed to sing, and there's no one there.
Right, but he's like only a baritone, so he's just boom, 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 boom.
You guys know the song? Boom, boom.
He's like, come on, boom, boom. You know the one? Boom, boom, boom.
Why is no one singing with me?
Help me!
Wow. Reminds me of Starbound. Everybody's playing the same part.
Yeah, when I listen to you guys play music in Starbound, it's all out of sync, and it's like,
dude, no, wait. I played the other day. It's fixed, and
yeah,
there's like 25 extra like new default songs. In fact, there's even one that has like parts for every instrument on there. So each person has their own like set of like notes. It's freaking awesome, dude. I found an electric guitar, immediately stripped naked, and was just playing Jingle Bells everywhere.
Of course.
Just rip my clothes off.
Oh, shit, I get down.
Dwight's confused as to why we're confused.
You were not wrong to do that, Dwight.
It was fantastic. I had a lovely time.
It's the only way to play guitar.
Someone tried to steal the guitar from me, but I swooped on it.
But you shot him, right?
So this game's changed a lot since I played, huh?
Yeah, a lot of stuff has been added. Actually, the other day was the last official wipe. Like everything from now on, they expect no more wipes.
So they looked at the Kleenex and saw that it was clean?
Yes. Or toilet paper.
All right, we're finally done.
Either one.
Yeah. So now...
all of the above.
That and we do have an official Team Mongoose space bound server.
Space station.
It's called Space Goose.
Oh, yeah, we do?
Yes. It's only
like
it's,
how we have Mongoose Country, but Starbound?
Yes.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have not played that game since the one time that we
played. Yeah, me neither. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah. Terry, the game never struck me as like a game you'd like.
You want a mouse?
Well, I didn't like Terraria.
Right. Well, okay. See, Terry, no, that was my problem as well. This game is so much better than Terraria.
I don't see it.
I know you don't see it. Just give it like an hour or two of playtime. To kind of see where it goes, it's much better than Terraria ever was. Terraria was very basic. Like, you can only mine one block at a time, place a block at a time.
I hated that. I did like to see how it, like, it spreads it out in Starbound.
Yeah, now in Starbound you have your map matter manipulator, which sucks. But it does a 2x2. When you get a pick, it does 3x3, and each pick is progressively faster. You know, there's so many things. And... the best thing about this game is that since day one, the modding API and the modding community is huge. Anybody can mod this game. Anybody.
Can I mod it?
You can. You absolutely can.
I'm going to mod it.
Okay.
Undo it.
I'll be the first one to make an Attack on Titan mod.
Oh, damn. Actually,
what I have been seeing is a lot of people doing like... they're not like Dragon Ball Z mods.
Doing Sawada Beep Bop.
But they give their characters like these like Kamehamehas type things. And they just blast through mountains and stuff. Or people.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like there's a bunch of real...
his keyboard going like, yeah, let me just find it.
Let me just verify that information right here.
Yeah, yes. DBZ. Starbound. God.
Mm. I'm probably the one you guys can hear typing.
Yes, probably. But
you looking up, Ryan?
I'm playing on the server.
Oh.
So what's our Starbound server?
Right now it's only open to subscribers of my Twitch channel. Obviously you guys as well. And
I'm like, bitch!
And it's all...
funny thing about that, I keep seeing the little, like, I keep getting billed for being a subscriber. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. Yeah.
You'll forget. Yeah, you could do that on Twitch just to tell it to not renew if you don't want to renew.
Well, I don't want to not renew, but it's like every time it's like, God damn it, Dwight. Throwing $5 a year.
I don't even get all the $5. I only get $2.50. But
I like having the emoticon.
I know, it's awesome, right? Considering your two of them is your emote.
Yeah.
You know, which I have room for, like, I think two more, if you can ever think of anything.
Listen, I can think of a lot of things, just not right now.
I miss my Kenny Loggins one, guys. I actually truly miss that.
Yeah, what happened with that?
It got removed because I don't own Kenny Loggins' face.
Okay, but why would they let you upload it?
Because it's not automated.
Why would they let you use it? It's not. Oh, it's automated.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
It does go through an approval thing, but I think after a while they kind of like, hey, this, no, probably not.
I will draw you that face.
Interesting.
They can't take that down.
That's true.
Science.
That's true. I really liked using that face too. Like, I'd go in other chats and I would just.
He's gorgeous.
I would just
flowing hair.
I'd just go in and hit him with the Loggins, is what I would say, and he'd just be there in all his glorious. And he'd just be. You've listened to my music.
That's tasty.
You
That's
know
what
me.
That is.
You know me.
That's tasty.
Funny thing is, not a lot of people know what Kenny Loggins looks like. Well, that's okay. I was trying to spread the knowledge.
But when they do,
But when they do, you're guilty of copyright.
You get hit by a copyright strike. But yeah, it's good stuff. But yes, the Starbound server is small because I wanted to see how often it was going to get used. So it's only a 12 person, but okay. It is on a dedicated, so it's always up. It does take a little while for it to update through the updates. Like, we were playing, and then, like, 30 minutes later, like, a 450 megabyte update rolled out, which was the last one with the wipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it took a while for our server to pop up. But Baranski, thankfully, he put up one on his own, like, private little server thing with the updated one. We played on that until mine updated. But, yeah, it's cool. I told you That's this, cool. Alex. I told you this a long time ago.
The old college go.
Did you?
Yeah, I asked you. I asked you and Adrian. I was like, hey, I got a Starbound server. Do you guys want to, you know, be in... I think I asked you if you wanted to be in the group on Skype. Maybe that's why you said no. Because I have a little space goose thing with all the people that are on the server. Well, initially all the people. Now that I open it up to the subscribers, they can come on.
I'm going to need that IP.
Yeah. It's neat stuff. But yeah, I got that and the TeamSpeak, both of which are being used quite a bit. The TeamSpeak especially.
I heard the TeamSpeak is popping.
It's popping in such a, like, horrible way.
Why?
That's why I don't do, like, TeamSpeak and what was the other, Ventrilo, because it's like, when you get a bunch of people in a room, it's just like...
They want to do is sing. And it's just horrible.
If they got a song in their heart, let them sing.
Listen,
but
we,
one at a time.
Every,
yeah, my brother. Let me get a good old hallelujah out there.
Every single one of us have golden pipes. We are beautiful singers, okay?
Well, when you say some of us, you're only talking about me, obviously.
Terry, please. There's other people here, and I'm trying to make everybody feel good right now. And we need to share...
I mean, let's be realistic.
We need to share our talents to the world. Hence why we sing and why we are allowed to sing. But these people shouldn't be allowed to sing.
These wretches.
I've been kicking people out of, like, the server that start playing music or try to start singing. It's great.
Singing is bandy.
Happiness
is banned.
Down from Footloose.
Stop having fun. Where do you think you are?
Listen, they can have fun as much as they fucking want when I'm not there. But if I'm there, I'm in charge of that fucking thing. No. No thank you.
Whatever, Dwight.
But I did actually make a room for people who wanted to sing at one point, but only like two people went. I don't know if they were practicing like a duet or something. We do have a Battlefield channel on there as well. If I play Battlefield on the stream, I usually pop in there and like Bearded Pig and
or we just yell at them through the game chat.
Yeah, that too, but you know, TeamSpeak's a little bit easier. I usually go on there when I can't get a hold of you guys. So, which is nice. We have there's also spots for Mongoose Country members too. The TeamSpeak's open to everybody. The TeamSpeak is wide open. Because it's a 30-man, tons of people can come in and have fun.
It's wide open, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of men.
Yeah.
I can take it.
So I got to ask a couple questions. I got to clarify some things.
Okay.
Go for it. Ask away.
Alex, you're first.
What's that?
Take it away, Alex.
Why did I buy Final Fantasy XIV?
Because you were missing out.
Missing out on what? No one's played with me at all since I bought it.
That's because funny, you're like a baby.
I booted it up like 20 minutes ago and I forgot to hit play.
Also, people say you smell, Ryan. That's the cold hard facts.
You're like a little baby, Ryan.
I'm hurt.
I think my pugilist little is like baby. Level...
What level are you?
10, 11, I think.
No, not you, Ryan.
Yeah.
I haven't played. I want to play alone.
Oh.
You should at least, you know, get...
Yeah, is there a server I need to play on? I tried to get information from you the other day. You didn't give me shit.
Wow, Alex.
You didn't tell me shit.
Wow,
Alex. Mm-hmm. You just moved it. Right past me talking to Adrian about Gundam.
Alex.
Wow.
Alex. Alex.
What?
Wow.
Dwight.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to tweet
We're
this.
We're on Leviathan server, Ryan.
Wow, Alex.
Great job.
Tweeted.
What the fuck? You guys could have helped.
Terry, why don't you?
I have not been here like all week. I don't live here anymore. I live at school.
Nerd.
It's it's awesome, but not at the same time.
You say that now. Wait till like two more weeks from now.
No, I genuinely like being there. Like,
you're going to Stanislaus now, right?
Yeah.
That's
cool.
That's good.
It's like second home at this point. The problem is driving back and forth, and it's terrible.
Now, when you say driving, what do you actually mean?
I mean all of the...
Uh-huh.
You're nailing it right now.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Terry, when do I ever ask you a question or pass the conversation torch to you?
You don't even look at me anymore.
That's a different problem. That is not
that
related
is not
to
on
this.
The table for discussion right now. So,
if you want me to continue to ignore you, we can talk about this right now, Terry.
You will continue this line of inquiry. No, so, Alex, yeah, when would you like to play Final Fantasy?
Whenever I get around to paying my subscription.
Oh, Alex, oh, you're the worst.
Do you want to play mine, Alex?
No. God, no.
Why? It's a good character. He's cute. He's tiny and he punches things right now.
So, I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. Are people not allowed to play Sticky Pistons on the server?
No, they're able to.
It alerted me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. See, you since you're a mod, you have access to a mod that we have called Prism. Or not Prism. Prism with an M. Okay. It monitors people's shit. So you could
I was going
to
ask, is it like the
NSA
thing?
Oh, okay. So you just got the NSA all up on our Minecraft server now.
Which is funny because there is a thing in the U.S. government called Prism. That's the same exact thing.
Oh, yeah. I did not make that connection till now.
I was making that connection.
Yeah. But yes, no, that's exactly what it is.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
But we've always had that. I mean, way back in the day, we had one called Big Brother.
I tried to use that the other day.
Yeah, no, we don't. That's been outdated for ages. Prism is what you want to use now. Way better. Way better.
So people were asking me if they...
Approve of government spying on the civilians.
Okay.
Why?
Still gonna do it. But anyways, yeah, no, it's good stuff. It's just to help you, you know, catch people. And if you ever see anybody like mining a whole bunch of stuff and it looks suspicious, well, you know what to do.
Burn their house down.
Burn their house down.
Raid them.
Burn everything that they love.
That's, I'll text you, we'll all get on at the same time.
The first time when we first started Mongoose Country, and we had our first ban of the server.
Yep.
I forgot his name.
It's better.
But Reggie. We were burning his house down.
Did you say Reggie?
Never Reggie.
We were burning his house down.
Yeah.
And Terry logs in. We had no idea where Terry was this whole time. He logs in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we're all watching Terry, and he looks up at the house burning, and then he runs towards it going, Anarchy!
With his own flint and steel.
What got on? Everybody's gathered around a burning house, and they're all setting fire down. I'm like, all right. This is more like
him. Finally, Minecraft starts getting cool.
Been wanting to do this for years. There was all like, oh no, Terry, don't burn people's houses down. People live there.
We leave fire spread off.
When.
Is that the same house that we flew a plane into?
Yes.
It is. That's why the fire started.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun, because it was just excessive for no reason.
Well, no, he stole from three different mods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Including you and me.
Yeah, that he lied about it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we also sunk one of his houses.
I think that was a different person,
no,
wasn't it?
No, it was the same person.
No, that was that was another person. And
yeah, that was another person.
No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Unless we sunk two houses.
We might have sunk two houses.
That may be it.
Well, one of it was already underwater.
That was weird, because that back then, like, we had a problem with bad eggs. You know? Like, just...
We were young.
Because we still have only banned maybe a handful of people, like probably six people if six people, and
I mean we don't count the nightly bannings of certain people,
but
yeah, like certain people's houses who have been turned to water many a time.
Yeah,
yeah, about that. But yeah, no, and most of those, I think the first four was back in our early days, and I think that's just because of our extremely difficult applications. and stuff like that. Which, Dull, if you're listening to this, I don't know, she's not online right now. I was gonna yell at her. She's in charge of the applications right now. I need to see what she's doing with that right now. Because people,
no one's getting on.
Yeah, people keep bothering me, and I'm just like, it's not my job anymore.
You got people on this.
I got people now. Well, I got one person to do a job that I used to do. That's awesome. I'm moving up.
Time to kick back and crack open a nice cold old.
I was about to say, I was going to correct you if you were not going to say O'Doul's. Which, I don't know if we've talked about that story on the podcast, have we, Tay? With the O'Doul thing,
so.
With Chris?
No.
So you guys have heard about our buddy Chris. Chris has actually been on the podcast. Chris actually tried to break the world record for drinking, I think it was three beers on the podcast way back in the day.
Three beers?
He came over and he had beer and cups. And I'm like, oh, you brought stuff? And he goes, yeah, it's for me. Don't worry.
I got this.
So he came over and he sat down on my couch and he goes, I just want to try to break my record. Well, I want to do it on the podcast. So he did it on the podcast. It's funny. But anyways,
because most beers he's drank was three?
No, in like 12 seconds type of like thing. He had like a time frame.
You can see my confusion.
Yes, I understand that.
Since you left that entire part out of the story.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was that crucial. But anyways, Chris is now married to our friend, Allie. Allie has also been...
I remember the wedding!
The wedding was awesome. We got to go back to that park this summer.
Why?
Because it was fun. Did you not have fun?
I had fun, but nobody's getting married.
Marriages only! Hey, we can go there.
Hey, what are we going to do out
have
there?
Have barbecue! Be outside! Do outside things.
No. Outside.
I heard the click on your bitch knob just like grinding over.
Outside.
Anyways, I think it was the Doctor Who party, yeah?
What about it?
The Doctor Who party was when he kept asking us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, initially, rather. So, for Leanne's birthday, she's had a Doctor Who party or whatever over at Chris and Allie's house. And Chris, out of nowhere, like, most of the time when you go over there, it's either, like, Coors Light or Blue Moon that Terry or I bring or Heffenweisen or something. And he's just like, he kept offering everybody. He goes, oh, hey, do you want to know duels? And they're like, what? And he goes, you want O'Doul's? And I'm like, sure. And he, sure enough, he had O'Doul's. And like, why do you have O'Doul's? And he goes, I don't know, why not? And so, like, every person that came over, he's like, hey, man, how you doing? That's great. You want O'Doul's?
That's cool. You want O'Doul's? It's the new Josh.
So Terry and I were telling Chris, is like, dude, every single person you gotta that comes over, you just be like, hey, that's cool, bro. You want O'Doul's? Every single person. And so,
can I get you an O'Doul's?
Yeah, can I get you a refreshing O'Doul's? So since then, it's... it's all about the O'Doul's, and I'm actually a fan of O'Doul's now. I was embarrassed the first time I bought some, because I bought some as a joke to go over there, and then...
You should be embarrassed, because it's usually what people like...
What alcoholics drink, yeah, I know, but... still, I don't care. Fuck them. Fuck what they think. It's interesting for me, because I'm just tired of the next day hassle with alcohol. So,
there's no next day hassle if you drink a bunch of water before you go to bed.
Yeah, that doesn't always work for me though. It used to work a good amount. Maybe I just started slacking off with my water.
Listen, you may have to pee a little bit afterwards, but it works just fine.
O'Doul's is a good substitute because I miss beer, but I don't miss the bad parts of beer. So,
bad parts of beer.
O'Doul's is good. Better than expected, I should say.
Team Muggy's podcast, sponsored by O'Doul's.
And other redneck things.
I'm trying to think of like a slogan for him, but I can't think of anything cool.
O'Doul's. Just don't think about it.
Here come the beer toots.
It's not root beer. It's not real beer.
It's all the beer tunes, none of the alcohol.
It's like such a shitty slogan for something that's not alcoholic.
All the alcohol, none of the fun. Or none of the alcohol.
Try a new refreshing.
You enjoy your friends ridiculing you? I got a drink for you.
Try refreshing O'Doul's. You'll feel it after 10.
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you're a bitch.
The caller don't drink a bitch drink.
O'Doul's, what's wrong with you?
You bitch. Why don't you man up and go get yourself a Steel Reserve?
Oh, God.
You can chase it down with some Natty Ice. Worst commercial in the world. Oh my gosh.
Place no Natty Ice.
No tools. No for when your bitch knob is ready to pop.
When you've popped that bitch knob right off. Nothing's gonna soothe your night like an O'Doul's.
Turn that bitch knob and broke it off.
When you crank that bitch knob over 11. These are good commercials.
I agree.
I'm gonna write an email to O'Doul's.
We have a lot of fun here on the podcast.
Demanding a sponsorship.
Let's be clear, nothing can top the refreshing tastes of an ice cold O'Doul's.
If you're a bitch.
We gotta do some public service announcements too.
It's like,
do you enjoy the cool refreshing taste of a beer but also like driving? We have the beer for you.
O'Doul's.
O'Doul's. Don't drink and drive.
Can I go now?
We need like a Duffman character to like come in and like fucking spice it up. Like a
duels man.
A dude with no sleeves and he's just like jacked and he has a trucker hat.
The Slurm guy would be a better choice because he secretly hates his job.
That's true.
He's always sipping real beer.
he dumps out the old duels and puts in like something else.
It's the only way he can get through the day.
He just replaces it with whiskey. Yeah.
Old duels.
Good stuff.
Old duels. Duels. Old duels.
You're crazy, Dwight. You're crazy.
It's good stuff.
You think they'd sponsor us?
I don't know.
What they just heard?
I think so.
I think they'd have mixed feelings.
I think we'd have a
well, yeah, no, I mean, I think that Old Duels is a company that understands their product. That it's a product, obviously, for, you know, people that like the taste of beer, but don't want to get drunk or have any or little bit of alcohol in their system.
Or have any fun at all.
I had plenty of fun.
Yeah, okay.
Or for people like to gamble at the Indian casinos, but there's no beer left.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Or gambling mm-hmm. places that don't actually give you money. Like people that just need a fix.
Here's some points.
Yeah. Here's your tickets.
Don't use them all at once.
Maybe you can save up for that army man.
Ooh.
It's expensive.
That's almost 50 tickets.
How many do you have? 3.
You're almost there.
Almost there, champ. Have another O'Doul's.
Sponsored by O'Doul's.
Sponsored by O'Doul's. Damn.
I think that'd be a successful partnership.
Yeah. Hey, O'Doul's, seriously, like, hook me up.
Yeah, give us
just
money.
Just you, huh?
That actually came out wrong. I meant more like write to
me. O'Doul's, let's hook up.
I like the cool, refreshing taste of a beer on a summer day. Do you?
I like ripping beer, too.
Well, there's Bachelor number 2 for you. I'd pick you. Bachelor.
Let's hear it for Bachelor number 3.
Bachelor number 3?
I like ripping beer toots, but I like to keep my wits about me.
Ah, see? Bachelor number 3 is a little bit better than 2.
I'd still pick me.
That's why I drink cold, refreshing Odoo.
Damn! He brought it back.
What?
I'm leaning towards Bachelor number 3 again.
I am too.
I'm a convicted sex offender.
No! You're gonna ruin our sponsorship, dude. We'll never get him on the hook this way.
It's true.
It's true.
No, we are not registered sex offenders. So we would never use O'Doul's in the process.
If I was a registered sex offender, I'd be drinking hard alcohol, not this refreshing O'Doul's.
Which keeps my wits about me.
Lemonade.
Which keeps my wits about me.
I would drink a Zima.
I think that's the new slogan right there. The keep your wits about you.
No, yeah, I like it. Terry
the
Wick.
New slogan is "Oh, duels." At least it's not a Zima.
There you go.
Remember Zima? LOL.
Oh my god, I'm so drunk. I've had like 5 Zimas.
At least it's not Zima or wine coolers.
Wine coolers will fuck your day up.
Eventually,
yeah.
Eventually, after months of trying,
nothing but wine coolers. They don't even taste good.
Don't let anybody see the label.
Check out this new beer cozy.
New discreet beer cozy from O'Doul's.
You should probably use
new discreet flask. Flask for O'Doul's. That just says, in big, bold black text, hard liquor. With the subtext, it'll get you drunk.
Well, definitely
not O'Doul's.
Definitely has alcohol and definitely will get you drunk.
Flip it over on the bottom. It has a small print. It only contains O'Doul's, no hard liquor.
Cannot hold hard liquor. Only O'Doul's.
Was not designed to hold hard liquor. This falls apart if anything else.
The bottom just falls out and it just pours through. I think this is good. This is good.
I think we've got, like, the beginnings of an amazing partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
We've created a lot of new products for O'Doul's over the years. And by years, I mean like the last 5 minutes.
Well, it might as well be years because you know damn well we've done more work than they have.
They haven't been stepping in.
I haven't seen a single
O'Doul's. Guys, we don't even have the contract yet. Be careful.
I haven't seen an O'Doul's commercial ever.
You think
with a product like O'Doul's, who needs marketing?
O'Doul's
does. The product sells itself.
Well, great. Now our partnership's over. Thanks. Yeah. Way to go, you idiots. You just told our clients that the product sells itself.
God damn it.
Listen. Technically, I didn't say anything. It's all Alex's fault.
Alex, you're out of the deal. Go back to drinking beer, you queer.
You're not having no duel. This freaking guy. I hate Alex so much. He's so offended. Hilarious.
We're funny.
We're mean to each other. That's
yeah,
funny.
Subscribe to us.
Like, comment, subscribe. We're not doing that again.
We could, Ryan.
Alright, Terry, take it away.
You guys, if you enjoy what you're listening to, be sure to like, comment, subscribe.
Rate, subscribe, you idiot. Get off the air.
Share it on Google Plus. Give it a plus one.
That's good.
Keep
it going. Man. Don't lose it now.
On Twitter.
Also on Twitter. And Facebook. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. We do giveaways sometimes. Mostly give away stuff that's like been sitting on my desk for a while and I'm tired of it. I have this pen. We're giving away a pen next month. It's been sitting on my desk for like a year. It's covered in dust. It's going to be cray.
It's empty.
So if any of you want it, be sure to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And
LinkedIn.
Instagram.
LinkedIn.
Hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm looking for more contacts. I'm trying to network. I'm trying to branch out. Could really use your support there. My band is just getting started, so be sure to follow there.
On MySpace.
On MySpace and SoundCloud and Twitter. We don't actually have anything up on any of those sites yet, but we're still getting band together. We've got some merch coming out. We got t-shirts. We got posters.
They're not made yet, but...
We put them all up on Pinterest if you have an account.
Also check out my Tumblr. Where I just like reblog
while I'm bored.
As much big black porn as I can find.
Look me up on Tumblr, hashtag big black porn. Number one search for that, I'm pretty proud of it.
I'm at the top. I'm actually the editor for that hashtag, so. I curate everything.
Worked
that
really hard for it.
What's this dude's name? Like, he's telling me to follow everything, but I don't know his name.
Oh, we can't. Can we,
X Shadow Lord.
X. Wow. Remember to look up XX Shadow Lord on LinkedIn.
Pinterest. Professional social media personality and manager.
Hold on, I'm Googling Shadow Lord XX Shadow Lord. Final Fantasy Wiki? Terry, is your Final Fantasy oozing?
Listen, we don't have to talk about my alts, alright?
The Shadow Lord is the original supervillain and main antagonist to Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, generic piece of shit.
Oh. Excuse me, have you seen his Pinterest?
I never actually got there. Like, I didn't get very far in the main scenario of that game.
Because it was so hard.
Yeah. I never hit cap in that game. Like, I'd always, like, get frustrated or bored and started, like, a new character or whatever. Which there was no reason to do, but I did it. Mm-hmm. I was a fool.
I found a League of Legends account for XX Shadow Lord XX.
League of Legends and XX Shadow Lord go hand in hand.
Yeah, they have to.
That's actually the same account. He actually links his League of Legends account on his LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. In case anyone's
That's
interested.
That's how people know that he's level 30 on there.
It's how you can follow that too, and it'll give you updates when I'm streaming on Twitch. Should have followed me there.
Which
too,
is always, I don't stop.
It's mostly not League, but sometimes I sprinkle it in.
This guy's awful.
Go far.
XX Shadow Lord. Remember to follow XX Shadow Lord on LinkedIn.
Are you tweeting that?
I am tweeting it, yes.
So I'm currently using my hammer, and there's haste 2 on in a beacon around me, and it is just tearing, or my pickaxe, I mean, and it is tearing shit apart.
Oh, yeah.
XX Shadow Lord on Ustream.
Has efficiency 5 on
he's
it.
He's not even on Twitch. He's in the shadows on Ustream. Where no one is.
So Alex, you started school.
Yeah.
So proud of you. Tell us about it.
It's all right. I'm only doing like the general.
It's cool.
it's cool. Nah, I'm taking a space class every morning, and I just sit there fascinated for the morning, and then it kind of dies down after.
I always wanted to take astronomy classes.
Surprised you didn't.
Astronomy. I always wanted to, and I always like pictured it like you'd go into like an observatory and it'd be like those light show things where they turn off lights and they got stars.
We got one at my school.
I believe you meant to say astrology.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the bad one.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got it backwards.
I'm pretty sure that astrology is the one true star studying of the stars.
I don't believe you.
I will tweet XX
but
Shadow
I am
Lord.
A Pisces and we're skeptics.
That is true. I am also a Pisces.
Yeah, that's how I've always pictured like any class relating to space, like you go into an observatory and just sit and lecture all the time.
No, see, well, obviously, Terry,
you sit in a classroom, you're just like every other.
Yeah, like they always study, where they like you always study when they go in there and
but,
get
like
high.
What?
Have you seen that Always Sunny? It's pretty new.
I haven't seen like the last like two.
They've been the funniest shit,
Terry. They're on Netflix, bro.
No, not the latest season.
The two before that, though.
Oh, yeah. Not 9.
Yeah.
All right.
They've been the funniest ones yet.
See, Terry, when you were talking about walking into, what are those called? The rooms with the stars and stuff. There's a term for it.
Yeah, I don't know what
it
is.
Observatory? No.
Not observatory.
That's wrong.
They host stuff like that in
But anyways, the key thing before you go into those with the laser show is that as you're going in, they tell you to take a ticket. That's your seat ticket, but the ticket is actually laced with acid.
Well, you're supposed to lick
it. No, it's just touching it is that's it. You took your ticket.
That's new.
Cool.
Well, it's science, that's... Terry.
I know.
Speaking of science, Alex and I have had a lovely time on Twitter the last couple of days.
Yeah. Tweeting
Doing
each other?
Science.
What kind of science?
Science, bitch!
Science, bitch. Hold on.
Are we talking like like porn shit and flask science, or like
everything, Terry.
Or like
hold on, I gotta find the beginning of it.
It's important I know which one, because I too am a scientist.
Yes, I know.
And I have doctorates in both.
In astrology.
I have doctorates in many things. I have attempted to obtain doctorates in many things.
In astrology.
Like astrology. If you want to know about, you know, the temperaments of a Capricorn, you should still probably ask somebody else. I never actually finished that class. But I know what Capricorns are.
Okay. Oh.
What are they?
Cave spider!
They are crabs, I believe.
All right, Alex.
Comes from the word crab, you see.
We're crabmen.
Scholars
now
maintain that all those born under that star have the aspects of crabs.
Now,
they have crabs. If you're a Capricorn, you have crabs. is what I gained from that
obviously
class.
Yes, okay, Terry. No one's arguing the fact that every Capricorn has massive crabs. I'm trying to take you through a journey here of Alex and I's Twitter. Alex, please facilitate as well if I missed anything. But this tweet right here, you can glance what's up above. It's not that big of a deal. It was Alex and Spencer saying nothing. But
okay.
I told Alex that I'ma unlock his butt like a man. And he told me sorry.
And you were right to do
right
so.
And so he comes at me saying, sorry, div only item. So I'm like, wow, Alex.
Wow.
And I send him that picture, okay? Do you see it? You didn't click it.
I see it.
Okay,
Dwight.
I'm correct, right? So far, so good, my side, yeah? And you can see,
you're
then
right.
See what he sends me after that. he says, listen, Ryan, this is an interactive class, okay? You're not going to play along, then. You're not going to understand what's going on. All right, Terry, are you on the tweet after that?
I'm all over
it. Oh, you're already... Are you cruising through?
I'm cruising.
Okay, well, hold on, okay? Because there's a thing to this. There's a method to the madness, all right?
Okay, I'm waiting for it.
Okay, so you've seen those ones. And then Alex... comes at me with this right here, okay? Earlier. And I'm just like, Alex, wow. If
wow,
again,
Alex.
Everybody listening, if you're not on Twitter, what the fuck's wrong with you? Just you follow everybody. Everybody.
You're really missing out on a lot between us with Twitter.
So I send him this again, right, Terry? And then he comes at me. Oh, well, Spencer comes at us with the Swedish chef, which is completely understandable in that situation. and then Alex is with, yeah, science bitch, with a little bit of Aaron Paul, right? So obviously Spencer...
Oh, yeah, sprinkle some
yeah,
in.
And then obviously Spencer comes back with the one-eyed dog.
Dirt
right,
puppy.
Yes, the dirt
yeah.
puppy, you got it. And then Alex is going dumb again, okay? then I come back with science. I fix him. I'm like, excuse me, Alex. Excuse me.
Let's get back on track.
So, I went to the next one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? Ryan, just calm down, all right? So it's a science, all right?
I mean, calm down, all right? It's not that great.
Okay, so you say science, right? Then Alex comes back at me, and he corrects me, and I'm like, damn! He's got me in a pickle here, so I gotta come back twice as hard, right? So the next one comes. Terry, I hope you're following along one at a time here. Okay, so I'm like, all right, I hit him twice as hard, right? Obviously, there's nothing that Alex can...
That's a low blow. That's
exactly. So Spencer comes in. He tries to defuse the situation with this dude with the bomb. Did not work.
He decides to defuse the situation by detonating a bomb.
So that doesn't work, and you can see what Alex comes back with me, and that hit me hard.
That whooped your ass.
That one really hurt.
That one made you look foolish.
I looked dumb at this point.
In front of
I looked so stupid. All right, and then Alex has the nerve to tweet this. No context, no nothing. Oh. Right? He just says, this asshole.
He tweeted it for you because he knew you would see it and you
would
know.
I saw it and I was pissed. And
God, and then more pictures ensued.
Okay, yes. Yeah, no, we're not done, all right? Please, Ryan, stay with us, okay?
Ryan, let's not get ahead.
There's a story. There's some theater to this, Ryan, and you're skipping ahead. All right, so, Terry, I need you to skip down past Chad, because who gives a fuck about him, and go to the first tweet that I put, okay? All right? So there, I come back, all right? I come back. I hit him hard, right where Alex lives right now.
Leave
and,
it.
Bam, okay? I put Naruto's face on Aaron Paul, and then I said the thing that Naruto fucking says every time he eats a shit ton of noodles, and then I double hit him with the dude, right? What are you going to do with that, right? Fucking look what happens. Look what happens.
Alex cleans him up and is like, I'm back.
He wiped me all. He wiped the board down. Right? I'm flabbergasted at this point. I know I need to do something hard. Right? So.
You need to do something crazy.
I need to do something crazy. So look at the next tweet from me. I fucked up. I accidentally.
I dropped the ball.
I actually retweeted.
Didn't do anything.
I actually just put the same picture. I'm like, shit, tape. I ain't going to delete it because of my pride. And so I hit him with the next one, right?
Right.
Dude.
Classic.
Right. I don't even need to say anything, okay? And then, if you guys haven't been following along this whole time, that you fucked up. So then Alex comes back at me, right? And he hits me. Where I'm visiting, like it's not my home because I don't live there. But he hits me with the anime, the blush, right?
Comes knocking on your friend's door. Where
that hand
for the weekend.
That hand,
and he's like, what's
right?
Up?
The hand isn't knocking on my door, but rather gently caressing it, like, hello, I'm home. And so I'm floored at this point. In fact, it took me.
I am livid at this.
It took me an hour to do this next. An hour to do this next picture, Terry. All right, skip Catton's tweet.
It shows.
Okay, and then go to my tweet, and I want you to see this. And I take a moment.
I'm taking it all.
You're taking it. So you're looking at it.
The staff was a nice touch.
I want you to see that I curled his hand as well, so he's
he
also is in the sky because he has wings now, fairy wings.
Yeah,
because he's flying.
That obviously he has wings,
and he has become royalty during the moment. So he is now a princess.
I'm surprised he wasn't royalty before.
Okay, so and he also has gained his right shoulder back, his arm. It's back. If you could see from the pictures, it's back.
All right.
Okay. Right. I am a surgeon.
That's hot.
Okay.
Oh, that's the business.
And then he hit me with the next one, and I haven't been able to recover since.
still
I'm still a little woozy, but tomorrow I plan on coming back real hard.
just rest up.
Because that one's a
this
doozy.
This is why it was important for me that you followed along with the class, because it was a journey that needed to be experienced in that order.
Oh my god. You guys are idiots. It's just full on necromancy. Oh my god.
Because Alex studies the dark arts. He's got kind of an advantage here.
See, that's going to be a hell of a time for everybody to follow. If you don't, if you had trouble, stop now. Go to either mine or Alex's Twitter.
It's going to be real hard to follow if you're not following me on Twitter already. So. You want to get on top of that?
Might as well follow me, too, while you're at it.
Follow all of us. And once you've done that, welcome to living. And...
Jesus. Your life sucked before.
Welcome to having a ton of fun. And then go back a couple of tweets from mine or Alex's, which is at Hey Bunchies or at Potato Orgy or at Terry Makes Stuff or at... Is it just Sniper Goo, Ryan? Or is it Sniper Goo
12?
Sniper Goo 12. Okay, Sniper Goo 12. I'm always nervous to add the extra numbers because you've had 12 and 17.
I know,
19.
I know. And it sucks. I try to get uniform, but I have issues with it. But yeah. So I have a random thing.
Hold on. I have to wow Emily real quick.
I'm going to talk about my random thing.
Okay, because she tried to correct me by saying, isn't it Mr. Shadow Lord? And I said, wow, Emily.
How dare you?
So, anyways, yes, go ahead, Ryan.
Mario and Luigi's Dream Team. Have either of you, any of you played it?
Which one is that? Demo.
Fan.
You wouldn't have played it because you haven't
fantastic.
Bought the 3DS yet.
Oh, it's a 3DS one?
Fantastic.
I hear it's coming onto the Vita soon, Alex.
Dude, I'm on my...
You better subscribe to my Twitter.
My 58th...
Subscribe to my channel for more information.
My 58th hour of gameplay.
That sounds about right.
On a freaking handheld. That's awesome.
That's crazy, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah, and it's been a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about
it. I like that experience of like buying something that you're like, you know.
Yeah, I was kind of.
And then you play it and you're just like, that's awesome. Like,
yeah, it was
great. I'm still playing my Wii U every day. Yesterday, Terry, I went and I was trying to perfect more levels in Super Mario. And decided, whatever, I'll just beat the game and then I can come back or do whatever. Just see what's going on, right? And I go beat that last level. You guess what Bowser does?
He gives you more levels.
He took me to the circus and he gave me more levels. So now I'm at a Bowser circus and I'm just like, at that moment, I actually had a mental moment where I said, fuck this, and I turned it off.
Yeah, that happens on the handheld
one, too.
This
is good news. You get more levels.
I know it's good news, but I thought I kicked his ass.
You did. And now you get to do it again. Yeah. For all time.
So, fun stuff, yeah, right? though.
God.
Yeah, that game.
What did you think of it, actually? I didn't really get the chance to really talk.
I liked it a lot. I wanted to play with four people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
That's the drawback, is that those kind of games, they don't play online multiplayer with them.
No.
It's kind of fun to play with other people, though.
It is.
Well, that's the problem.
Hell, it is. But
New Super Mario Brothers is a fucking blast.
Yeah, I know. I played it.
All four people.
Yeah,
I played it. It's awesome.
But the hard thing is trying to get four people to play it all together in the same room.
Yeah.
The hardest part is having four friends.
Terry, I know you're joking, but I know that really hit home to you. I want you
to, hard I'm, enough I'm gonna, just having
I'm going to keep it on the down low, Terry, because I know you're hurting inside.
Thanks.
But you shouldn't have said that on the podcast.
I know. I regretted it immediately.
Okay. Glad we...
You guys want to hang out after this?
No.
I got something I need to go do.
I got to wash my hair.
Okay. Okay. I mean, maybe tomorrow.
I'll do it.
I'm washing my hair.
I am, Terry. There you go. Hang out.
Oh, I wasn't talking to you.
Wow.
Isn't that the worst when you're like, someone is just so terrible, but then they're picky.
You're right. Then they're still picky.
Oh, anyone else?
I'm the worst.
Sorry, Ryan. I just remembered I have something I need to go do.
Me too, with Alex. Right, I was going to help him.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be around you.
Ryan? Fine, Ryan.
Wow, Ryan.
Wow! We were trying.
This is why no one wants to hang out with you.
That was us trying.
You assholes.
Hey, you know what? We're done.
We're done, Ryan.
I'm done with you. Your freaking bullcrap.
Can I
hang up button at?
Can we just take a moment and just reflect on how awesome this podcast has been? Like, we
don't blow it.
I'm not. Terry, I'm not blowing it right now.
No. Oh, yeah. Am I?
Is it me?
Should I?
Oh, sure. The man in the $5,000 suit is ruining the podcast right now.
Got the $16 nightcap. So who's caught up on Archer?
Not I.
Oh, I need to do that.
Oh, you guys suck the most.
Yeah.
They started off right.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the first episode. But that
was Bob Saget in the episode?
I don't think so.
Wow, Ryan.
Wow. Can we all just agree? Wow.
Why are we wowing? Was he supposed to be? What? Was Bob Saget supposed to be in the movie?
What movie?
Or in the show? Oh my god.
Ryan, you were talking about Archer. What happened with that?
Are you crazy?
You were still talking about Bob Saget?
Who's talking about Bob Saget?
Who's Bob Saget?
I'm done talking on this podcast. I'm going to go watch a movie and just sit here and breathe into the microphone.
Movie with Bob Saget? Ryan, I feel like you could use a refreshing O'Doul's.
I think he's had too many already.
A refreshing what? O'Doul's.
He's going off the handle.
Refreshing O'Doul's. What?
See, now that's a sigh of happiness.
He sounds pretty happy,
man. Yeah. That was his sigh of relief after drinking a tiny little sip of an O'Doul's. It was very, very sad. Very, very happy. Okay, Ryan, stop. Please, we can't put our listeners to that a third time.
You've driven me to it,
Ryan. I tried to bring it back to your Archer conversation. You just said no. I did. I said, Ryan, you were talking about Archer.
I don't think that
I
ever
did.
Happened.
And then you said, I'm just going to go watch a movie with Bob Saget. I'm just like, Ryan, Bob Saget.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
Do you guys remember the name of that made-up music artist dude that we thought up a long time ago?
I was trying to think
of
it earlier.
Michael Jacobson or something like that? I think it was the Michael Jacobson's project.
He was a dick like this guy we've been doing on this podcast.
Yeah.
They're very similar people. Mm-hmm. They should get together.
Yeah.
He's the same person. He didn't work out in the music thing, you know.
Maybe Michael Jacobson's was the guitarist of the band, and Double X Shadow Lord, was like the drummer or something, or the bassist. The bassist and the guitarist, they're always butting butts. Right?
That's right.
Alex?
Yeah. Button butts.
Alex?
Yeah.
What is happening?
You actually made me look to see if I was me.
What is happening?
Motherfucker.
Like, what? Can he really? Oh, fucking goddammit. Alex, I feel like you need a refreshing O'Doul's. Wow, Ryan, I wasn't even talking to you.
Still frustrated.
That was Ryan. The beginning of my ad read for our sponsor this week.
I'm sorry. Is it time for another ad read already? All right, go ahead.
Pop that bitch knob off and get yourself an O'Doul's.
Where's our soundboard at?
Beep, 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 beep.
O'Doul's.
I was taking a sip of water, dude.
Down.
What?
I was taking a drink of water. And I literally almost spit it up over my keyboard that I just got today.
That would have been awesome. God, I would have been a hero. A legend among men.
That radio goddamn voice.
It's
terrible stuff. So what's new in the gaming news? Anything?
I don't know. I've been living.
They have a pre. You can pre-order on that.
Oh, really? When did that start? You guys can pick up 4 swords right now for free on the 3DS.
What?
Yeah, I saw that, but it's only like temporary.
I don't believe it's temporary.
Oh, shoot! Where am I?
You gotta link your Nintendo thing or whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's just temporary.
It's free until February 2nd. I think that just means like it's free until then.
I don't think so.
That doesn't sound very Nintendo-y
of them. But maybe they're trying to switch some shit up.
Maybe. I'll check it out.
They've already talked about that they're bringing the DS virtual thing to the Wii U.
What virtual thing?
Virtual console. DS virtual console to the Wii U.
That's the thing now. Or going to be.
I'm confused.
Like, you could play DS games on your Wii U. Like, get the virtual, you know, thing, the digital copy of a DS game, and play it on your Wii U.
Using your DS controller?
DS doesn't have a
controller. You would use the Wii U pad.
Or remote. That'd be, I guess that would be a tri-screen if you did that.
Yeah, that would be too many screens, Ryan. It wouldn't know what to do.
Too screen, too furious.
Damn, is that new?
It's pretty neat how it's going to work out.
We'll see. Elder Scroll Online.
That comes out on 1 April?
Yeah, but you can pre-order it now.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So that's exciting news.
It is.
I think PSN has a deal on Final Fantasy games right now. They're like $5.
That's not bad.
Didn't you get 9 or whatever?
Yeah, I got 9 for $5. And I think Tactics in War of the Lions is like $5.
That would be great if I had a handheld PlayStation Vita handheld system.
Intent, Alex.
So you can't do it with the PS4 yet, huh?
No.
No, they're
no, you cannot.
I think what they're waiting for on the PS4 is their fucking streaming service thing to come out first.
Well, that went up in the beta, apparently.
Oh, did it?
I heard about that. Yeah, it's in beta right now.
Cool.
Can you grab that? Because...
No, I think you would have had to have signed up like a while ago. Like they sent out invites already.
Well, it's in beta. It won't be that long now.
No, it could still be a very long time.
Listen, I'm trying to be optimistic.
I know, and it's exhausting, so if you could
correcting you is exhausting, so...
God. This is actually the first time I've turned on my 3DS in a very long time. Oh, it's those great comments you left on my post.
Right? Ah, yeah, that's good. You want to share with the class?
No.
Why not, Terry? We're friends. Oh. It's funny, on the Wii U, if you just let it idle, like on the home screen or whatever, on the TV, your little Wii character is in like this like city center type deal, and you're surrounded by a bunch of like popular games at the time. And and then there's like 300 people all around this circle, right? And your guy's standing right in the center by himself, which is made more awkward by the way my dude looks. Because
he's not pretty.
Not pretty, and he's barely human, and he's very short, which doesn't help him. And these people, like, it's basically like forums, like Nintendo's version of forums. Like, you can go into like a specific game and you can leave notes and like talk to the community and stuff like that. And eventually, these notes, if they're, you know, not malicious or rude or whatever, they pop up on this home screen.
Or dicks.
Yeah, or dicks, right. And they pop up on this the home screen. So when you're just idling there, you could see like all this idle chatter of what these people are saying in these games. And it's just like... It's so robotic. Like, it doesn't feel like it's normal human beings playing or like saying these things. Like,
wow, this game is really fun. I'm glad I purchased it.
Yeah. That would be a good example. Or, man, I can't beat this level. It is very hard.
Boy, I sure do love watching American Horror Story on Netflix. Oh, yeah.
That lady. We saw her, like, twice mention American Horror Story.
Can't get enough of it.
American Horror Story on Netflix.
By Netflix today.
And then there was one person, I think it was about Dr. Luigi, that said something like really sad about Luigi. I forgot what it was. It was something, and they're like, I guess that's why it's the year of the Luigi, and then it put a sad face.
Oh, I made myself sad.
Oh.
But it's just, it's so awkward. Like it's just people at Nintendo just writing these things. And they're trying to pretend to be people.
You're pretending to be a person, and I hate you. God! Ah!
This level is so hard.
Hey.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the outburst.
Are you, Ryan?
No.
All right. As long as we're being honest here.
I went to the doctor today.
How did that go?
He's pregnant.
How that went? Do you want to know how that
the doctor's
went,
pregnant? Too? Oh, my God.
No one's pregnant.
Prove it.
Look, I am very upset that I have health insurance again. I haven't been to a doctor in 4 years, and I walk in, the guy tells me that other than being sick, I'm perfectly fine and healthy, and I just
worst
need to lose a little weight. I'm like, thanks, doc. Thanks for calling me fat and telling me that I'm healthy.
What if he was like, when you first walk, he goes, well, first, you're fat.
Well, no, he goes, no. First, he does what he
listen,
walks, he goes,
I
he
can goes, already tell what your problem is.
You gotta,
I'll tell you right now, save you a
you
lot
got
of
a
time.
Bad case of fat.
I haven't been to a Kaiser since like 2007 or 8, and he says, so you've gained some weight. And I've said, yeah, I'm sure it's been considerable. Like, what the fuck? Dude, of course I've gained some weight since 2008. Are you crazy?
So you've gained some weight since you were 10.
Yeah, right? I know, right? And then he's
wow,
like,
not a baby anymore, huh?
So any history
wow,
of heart,
that happened.
Any history of heart attacks in your family? And I'm like, well, yeah, my mom's side of the family is prone to heart attacks. And he goes, okay. And about 5 minutes later, he goes, well, you might want to, you know, make sure you lose some weight because your mom's side of the family is prone to heart attacks. And I'm like, thanks for telling me something that I told you.
Did you know that your mother's side?
Yeah, you just told. I was like, yeah, well, my yeah. mother's side is prone to heart attacks. It was, well, I mean, did I you know like that twice. Since your mother is the side of family is prone to heart? You are.
You gotta lose weight, buddy.
You are fat.
And they
wow.
And they straight up pushing that flu shot, man.
Yeah. Well.
I'm sick. They shouldn't be putting a flu shot on me. I'm already sick.
Ryan, come on. You can take it.
Screw the flu shot, man.
Yeah, fuck
period.
That.
Even if you're healthy, screw it. Don't.
Yeah, I would
don't
never
get,
take a flu shot.
Yeah, don't get the flu shot. Because
ask me like 5 times. We're not doctors. If you feel like you want to get the flu shot,
get the
fucking
flu
shot.
But, and our professional opinions as doctors.
I mean, don't get the flu. I mean, don't get the flu shot. But I mean, absolutely.
I mean, my 8 years of medical experience and my experience in schooling.
I'm not going to tell you to get the flu shot, but get the flu shot.
Get it, or you're going to die.
I straight up told the doc that I'm not a believer.
What?
He said I should be, but didn't tell me why, and that made me suspicious.
Because he just injected you with the flu.
I know, right? I'm just walking out. I'm like, what was that? Oh, it must be a mosquito.
They don't, like, make you pay for it, do they?
Yes.
Well, yeah, if you don't have insurance, yeah.
I feel like you can go anywhere and get, like, a free flu shot. You go, like, a grocery store, and they're like, free flu shots!
But I'm sure they get paid on how many they give out. It's no different than, like, websites getting paid out.
Well, no. Getting...
Yeah, because I was going to say, I saw a sign the other day that said $25 flu shots.
Listen,
you gotta
flu
find
shots,
a deal, right?
When they say
you gotta stop
when they say free, what they mean is like, come inside, let us check your insurance. Oh, never mind, that's $25.
Listen,
where you get the flu for free,
or we'll inject you with the flu.
Just get the regular flu for free, and
and then go in there and sneeze on everybody, save themselves $25. Done.
So walk up when they use the same needle over and over.
Shot. I got something for you. Let's make a deal.
$25 too much? Look, we use the same needle, we'll make it 10.
Cut it.
We're saving the environment, all right?
What? You seem like a nice guy. We'll make it 9.
10.
Okay. Maybe I was a little hasty. We're going to make it 10. And that's as low as I'll go. Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
What the fuck, dude? You're still back. Buying the flu shot? I just told you. What? Am I crazy?
Listen, quit being a bitch and let's make a deal.
I'm just going to hit you with it anyways. There you go.
Congratulations, you have the flu. You don't die in 7 to 10 days. Come and see me.
What if the doctor said it? Like, you went to a legit doctor and you got your flu shot. And he goes, congratulations, you have the flu. Or, like, you did it in quotes. Like, you have the flu.
You have the
Amphimesa or something.
What's that word? Can you read this? I can't read this.
I'm still learning these words.
Well, Sig, look at that vagina.
I like this guy.
I'd say he's a straight shooter, but
I'll be right back.
I don't know how well he shoots.
Very well.
Oh. Would you say he shoots pretty straight?
I would.
Mm. All right. Good analysis, doctor.
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 Doctor. It's me, Dr. Mario.
Doctor.
Mario. Well, did we run out of things to talk about, guys?
I had something earlier, and yes, I mentioned did. That I had it, and it was like we were talking about before, it's already gone.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, no.
We have this terrible thing with podcasts where we...
He just remembered what it was.
Yeah, I did, and you rudely...
We think of things to talk about on the podcast.
I'll just hang on to it. I'll be over here.
When it gets to podcast time, we forget it completely about it. It's weird. Terry?
It's weird. Back to you, Terry. Thanks, Dwight.
You're welcome.
No, so I was already, this semester I'm taking 3 studio classes and 1 like regular class, which got like, so the first meeting for that class got canceled, and we only meet like once a week for that class anyway.
Studio?
So I'm kind of, a studio class is like, it's extended, like it's usually like 2.5 hours. My classes are like 2 hours and 40 minutes, but it's like in this case, it's like art classes where you have to like make stuff. Mm-hmm. So you need more time.
Right. Okay.
So even with like the more time, it's still going to take like a bunch of class periods to finish whatever you're doing. But yeah, so studio classes are rough. They require a lot of time. So I was in my last one this morning, and it was cool. Finished it, whatever, everybody left, and I was just sitting there working on my stuff because I was doing something in Photoshop for another class. So I'm just sitting there, and then the next class comes in, they start working around me, and I'm sitting there, like, listening in on the class, and I'm like, man, I really want to take this class. So I like learning, and I hate myself, so I signed up for the class.
Of course.
And now I'm taking 4 studio classes. And I'm basically, so now I'm in school from, I start at 9 and go to like 6 on Mondays, and then 9 to 3 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then like 9 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays, assuming that class doesn't get canceled again, which I'm upset about.
Wow. Huh.
Gonna be fun. Yeah, so much fun. It's gonna be great.
That's Leanne had a similar situation like a year ago, I think it was. Somewhere around there. Where she'd leave in like the morning and she wouldn't be back until like late evening.
Yeah, that's been the last 4 days
that's
for
awful,
me.
Dude. That's the worst. Yeah.
It isn't. Like I enjoy being there. For the most part, but still, it's like
that's good. You know, it's better than hating being there, knowing you have to be there all day.
Yeah, well, that's the nice part about being, you know, junior, senior. Like you get to take all the classes that you want.
That you've been actually taking classes to do.
Yeah, and not general.
I'm still at that stage.
Yeah, you get to do the fun general ed stuff. You like math? Here's like 5 math classes. Do you like history? Fuck it. Here's history.
That's the thing that stopped me from going back to school.
Me too.
I just don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. Like,
that's why trade rough. Schools are so appealing.
Yeah, but they're $17,000.
Like, I got priced out for what I wanted to do out of high school at ITT, which is a trade school.
Yeah, me too.
$93,000 for 4 years.
Yep.
And it was right down the street, and it would have been a pleasant.
Yep. I went into a thing with me my too. Parents. We sat down, listened to the people.
Me yep. too. And then, like, as soon as I got out of there, I told my parents, I was like, you know what? Mm-mm. I think it would be neat. But no.
Yeah, I did this. Yeah, I was like, that'd be cool, but that is expensive.
I think
as
around
shit.
that point in time, like, you could tell that you're going to be somewhat responsible when you can actually look at your parents and be like, listen, that's too much money. Fuck that. I understand my education.
That's how you know it's too much money, when you're that young and it's like they tell you how much it is and you're like, ooh, that ain't going to happen. I'm checking the budget right now. It's just the budget.
Your budget's just like looking at like your parents and seeing like a disgust face on their
faces.
I'm looking at the budget right now and it's not looking good. I don't think we're going to be able to pencil this in.
See, the way my bank account works.
I got a check instead of savings. This you point at like your dad and your mom.
And they don't have money in the checking and savings.
So how do I go here for free?
So let's make a deal real quick.
Now you let me go here for free and I don't punch and scream at you until I leave.
Maybe I'll get you some blow later too if you want. I don't know.
Balloons.
Anything can happen. I mean balloons.
We can blow up balloons together. That sound like fun?
Balloons filled with white powder.
Flour for when we bake cookies together.
That were not smuggled in here in anybody's butt.
But if you like cookies, we're going to be making some.
Nice segue. But.
However.
I'm trying to save you right now, Terry. You keep turning this around into the drug thing.
I know. I'm sorry. I can't stop.
Can't stop making those cookies for you, lady, if you let me go to school for free. That and another thing, too, that I found out about ITT, maybe the same thing with all trade schools, probably not. You can't transfer credits with ITT. So even if you went to there for like 2 years to study stuff.
No, I don't think that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of some stuff will, but 90% won't.
So you would even have, like, if you had to go someplace else to be cheaper so you could afford it, it's fuck you. To start over.
Yep.
Yeah, because most other colleges don't recognize the classes that you do there. Because they're, you know, super specialized, obviously. Right. They're just not the same thing.
Yeah, it's probably in the sense of, like, they don't know what you've been taught and what you haven't. So they can't trust that those credits, you know, are good for what their courses teach.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's good times. Just dump a bunch of money, go to ITT.
I know two people that went to ITT and both work in the field that they went to school for, and both extremely regret going to ITT.
No.
Yep.
Really? Why?
It was too expensive. Like, they're still both paying it off.
Oh.
When they look at all of their friends who apparently like went to like a 5-year or something like that, and did the same thing and are now working in the same job as them, just, you know, a year later type of deal, but at like a third of the tuition. So.
Right.
Bless you. Wow.
Bless your soul, Ryan Fisher.
Wow, Terry. That was really poetic of you. Where'd you learn that?
I don't have to answer that.
Okay. Fair enough.
I know. Can we change the subject now?
I was trying to, but I can't. I have nothing.
Alex?
I think we're all topped out.
No, I believe it's your hour,
thanks,
Alex.
Thanks for trying, Alex.
Wait, what did you say?
You're really putting in the time on this
one. Thanks, Alex, for really contributing.
You're welcome.
Wow, Alex.
Ass.
We'll see if we ever invite you again to anything again all the time. We will.
Ready? There's going to be a lot of invitations.
Did you guys get my invitations on Steam? Ryan, yeah. Yours is in the mail.
Did you hear that Ryan is pregnant?
What? Ryan! Oh my god, what'd you find out?
Like two seconds ago.
I was asking Ryan.
I'm not pregnant. No one's pregnant.
Why are you walking away then, Ryan?
Whatever. I was leaning forward to put in my password.
This is your doctor, Ryan. You got knocked up.
No, I'm not knocked up. There's no invite here, Dwight.
You better pack up.
There's no invite here.
You better pack up and leave.
Clear out your desk.
We're sending you to Alaska.
Better bring a coat.
Dwight, there's no invite here.
Ryan, I said it's in the mail.
Dwight, there's no invite here.
Why didn't you?
Dwight!
I'm going to send you all of these, and there you go. Okay, there you go. Are you happy?
I almost bought this other day.
You didn't, so...
I'll accept this gift.
Go. Terry, there's one in the mail for you as well. And it's something that we need to play. There's also a game, Terry, a new game that came out that you and I specifically need to play together. Just as a one-off, so we have no strings attached. Just a day of having a grand old time. Can you guess what it is?
What?
I'm talking to Terry, no. Ryan.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to get involved and be part of the podcast.
Get involved more. It's that game, Terry. It was just released. And we are totally playing it together.
Oh, yes, I know you have.
I have as well. I want us both to stay in complete darkness until we play it together.
I just love the theme song.
Everything is great, and I just want us to have fun.
I was playing the demo of it on the PS4 we have at work with Robert.
God, I didn't know you played it.
I don't know if you played the demo, but you like. So you go through like. You're getting ready for Octodad's wedding or whatever, so you have to like walk through the chapel and like get your hat and the ring and your tie and all that stuff. And like to get the hat's on like a rack or it's like on one of those hat stand thingies. Mm. So you have to like walk up to it and grab it, obviously. But obviously the controls in this game are like, you know, you're falling all over the place. So I'm walking up to the thing and I like start tripping and like I turn backwards and start like walking backwards. I bump into the hat rack and the hat like flips up and lands on top of my head. And I'm like, all right.
I got a ball game going.
Let's get married.
I meant to do that.
It was amazing. I can't wait to play this game.
No, so we are totally going to play this and it is just going to be a blast, not from the past, because it's a current game.
Blasty blast.
Going to be a blasty blast. Damn. Ryan, you remember that?
What?
Hmm? Ryan?
Ryan?
Hmm? What?
Remember that?
Remember when you used to say blasty blast?
I remember
that. Well, Terry just said it, and nothing.
Wow.
I thought I wasn't involved in the podcast anymore last time I tried to talk. I got shut down.
To get more involved, and you did the opposite.
By shutting me out? I see.
Yeah.
That's why Alex never talks on these
things. It's called reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology.
Oh, excuse me. Alex?
Right. Yeah?
Back to you, Alex. Okay.
Yeah, me too, buddy. Anyway.
Alex, I thought we were wrapped up here.
Yeah, Alex, why don't you wrap us up?
Hey, we are wrapped up here. All right, thanks for coming out, everybody.
Why don't we end on a high note, Dwight? I mean, it might be short, but at least we're happy.
I know.
You're not going to back me up on that one?
You didn't need it.
Looks like it's just you and me going on that cruise, Terry.
Apparently.
You, me, and Sarah.
These guys just don't want it enough.
I don't need to practice. Just put me on the cruise and I'll be good to go.
We need to prove it to her first.
Bullshit, okay? I've done this for years.
Do you watch when we're singing?
She has constantly doubted my ability.
Brian.
We're singing five of them.
I know that.
Nobody's saying
I'm perfectly prepared for five.
We're only singing one on the cruise, but five, we have to know five of them for the deal. I made that clear.
I know Rio Grande, but only the part where they say Rio Grande.
I know that one where they're talking about that lady they all love.
The ship that's a whore?
I know that one.
All right. That's two songs.
We're
right
halfway there.
Where you at, Ryan? Which song do you know?
I know the one about them sailing anchor and singing about the lowlands.
Oh, fuck, Ryan, that's like seven right there. We're done.
All right, there we
go.
Your lands or my lands.
Lowlands.
You're the wave.
Oh, the last wave. Yeah, I like that one.
I do too. And then I like the.
That was like the greatest part of that game.
Sarah will be like sitting here cooking. Sarah will be sitting here cooking, and I'll just like sail across the sea, and we'll just listen to them belt it out. It's so awesome.
It's great because you like tell them when to do it. It's like a radio when you're.
Sing me a song, you bitches!
And like, if you hit the next song, they like stop immediately and they start singing.
Nicole, I'm sorry.
I'm a link you Rio Grande.
Okay, wow.
Rio Grande.
Alex. Yes, they call it Rio
Grande. Terry brings up that I'm going to superimpose that song for the podcast right now, and that's going to be our outro. Thanks everybody for listening to the Team Mongoose podcast and joining us again for the non-weekly podcast. We'll see you in the next time.
Goodbye.
Brad. Come on. Second, first, same as the first.
You know I did faster a little bit
more. It's anywhere, my funny young girl. We're bound for the Rio Grande. It's farewell to you, all the girls of the town. Away, you Rio! You've got our half pay for to keep you around. And we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, boys, away. Away, you Rio! It's fair well, my funny young girl, for we're bound for the Rio Grande. She's a deep water ship and a deep water crew. Away, you Rio! You can keep to the coast, but we're damned if we do. And we're bound for the Rio Grande. And away, boys, away. Away, Rio! It's fair you well, my bonny young girl, for we're bound for the Rio Grande. We were sick of the beach when our money was gone. Away, Rio! And signed in this packet to drive her along. And we're bound for the Rio Grande.